And I, you want me to tee this off and then?
Sure.
Okay. Commissioner Thornburg and I are serving as the link to the advisory committee to the commission for ADA and persons with disability. And we have two vacancies around the state. Is it? Yes, two. And we solicited nominations. Sam.
Taylor.
Sam Taylor.
Yeah.
Did that at his office with Cindy. And they came up with a list of seven candidates. And Commissioner Thornburg and I reviewed the CVs of those seven and talked to all of them on the phone on a set of questions that were the same. And we then talked with each other and both were in accord of the two people that we would like to bring forward to be picked to serve on the committee, on the ADA committee.
Sure. So the two open positions are the at-large and the Region 5 position, and they're open because there are terms for service and the terms of the previous members of this committee are expiring. So for the at-large, we had five people to interview. And we've selected a woman, Melissa Espinosa. She has an incredible background of work with this community. She herself is a huntress. That really impressed Brad.
I'd never heard the phrase. I'm a huntress. I said, can we use that?
Yeah, he really liked that. I think that's sort of why she went to the top. Has tremendous experience as a result of being a huntress to contribute to the committee. Also works with youth. Unlimited Outdoors and has been their disability advisor. So she just brings a whole bunch of experience and enthusiasm. She's just going to be a wonderful addition to the committee. So that's Melissa Espinosa. And from Region 5, we interviewed a couple of candidates and have selected Richard Spring, who also in that region has been doing a tremendous amount of work with access and is well known to the region, actually has worked closely with his predecessor on the committee as well. So we think that we offer two really strong candidates and that this is looking like a really good committee with our recent selection. So I put those two names, Melissa Espinosa as at-large and Richard Spring as Region 5 before us in a motion.
So any motion's been made. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, second. Any further discussion? We're really lucky to get these two people. Mm-hmm. They're outstanding, and we all of them, I think, were very good.
Yeah.
But these two, you know, it's like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
And they both have ADA issues as well, so they understand the world. Okay, the motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion? That was it. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. So we have, now we'll go back to open public input, Tammy. Oh, nobody else. Okay. So that'll bring us into the item 12, miscellaneous and meeting. Let me, before that, on the ADA committee, when they meet, if any of you ever want to attend one of those meetings, they're very, I mean, these are the folks that I really hope provide us with the needs that, you know, whether it's like access or whatever. So, when they are meeting, I'll let everybody know. Normally, we try to do two face-to-face, one on each side of the mountains. We've met in Moses Lake a couple times, and then in Olympia, but good people. And that is a legislatively created committee to the commission. So, and they report to the commission, and then we funnel their needs and concerns and ideas up. So, okay, and the other, then we'll